Who can blame the fact that, you know, we have talked so far about the bravery of our troops, and it was exceptional on what was a great British feat of arms. So it's just important, I think, that we remember there is another story as well, a hidden story. Let me put it to you this way. Eisenhower said 3 days before the start of the of D-Day that he needed the resistance to rise across the whole of France because he needed to keep the Germans guessing that there might be a southern invasion and to keep troops they would otherwise send to Normandy down in the south. 70 years ago, 187 coded messages in French, of course, were sent out by the BBC French service to resistance units fighting in the hiding in the forests and the mountains across the whole of France. And it said, the messages were different, of course, but they meant the same thing. Your hour of liberation is at hand, D-Day is tomorrow, rise and fight. And many of them did. I tell the story of one Maquisard unit right the way from its beginnings in 1940 through its rising at D-Day and then the subsequent battle, the largest battle with the resistance and the Germans of the Second World War, 4,000 Maquisard against 12,000 Germans with tanks, the terrible slaughter that followed, the final retreat into the forests and then ultimately coming out and driving the Germans out when the southern landings happened. The thing to remember, I think, Rob, is that, of course, we know and celebrate and remember quite rightly the bravery of those extraordinary young men who crossed the beaches, but we need to remember as well the other story, which is the bravery of many, many young Frenchmen, none of them experienced in war, who lost their lives making sure that the Germans stayed in the south rather than came up to the north and drove us off the Normandy beaches.
Mm. Tell us something about the vast amount of research you must have carried out.
Yeah, I have been researching this for 3.5 years, and I must have read 60 books in French, all telling individual stories of what happened to the Maquisard. And it's a there's some fabulous characters in here. I mean, the greatest SOE agent of the Second World War is parachuted onto the plateau, a man called Francis Canouts. So is his courier, a fabulously beautiful, fabulously courageous, fabulously promiscuous Polish countess who had been a SOE agent before the war. She makes love with Francis Canouts the first night they meet, whilst being bombed by a German bomber, by the way, which is... After the war, she becomes a mistress of Ian Fleming's and the model for Vespa Lind. There is treachery, there is betrayal, there are stupid generals and even stupider politicians. And there are some extraordinary courageous young men who on D-Day morning at, 3 o'clock in the morning as the Allied landing craft were now doing their last manoeuvres for the run into the beaches, quietly pulled the Sten gun out of the hay barn, laced up their boots, put their rucksack on the back, walked out of their front door and vanished and died, in many of them, fighting the Germans for the liberation of their country. So research, huge amount. I love it, by the way. I've been spending many days in the National Archives at Kew and in the French Archives and in reading the books. But I don't find that a sweat. It's too much fun. And you uncover so much as well.
Where does the scale of action by the French Resistance rank amongst significant moments in the Second World War?
I don't think it's fair to say the French Resistance played a huge part in the sort of heavyweight battle between the forces because they only had Sten guns. But Eisenhower said of D-Day that without the contribution of the French resistance, if the Germans had thrown the full weight of their forces at the Normandy beaches, the answer would have been different. We needed everything in the D-Day beaches. We needed the bravery of the guys on the beaches. We needed the huge heavyweight forces that we landed there. We needed luck. By the way, the Germans heard those 187 messages and knew perfectly well what they meant. They were waiting for the invasion. They just didn't know where it would be, and they thought it was coming in Calais. We needed the huge intelligence coups beforehand that deceived the Germans about where it was going to be. We needed everything in the balance to win in Normandy. One of the things in the balance, did it weigh heavily? Eisenhower thought it weighed quite heavily, was the bravery of the French resistance in keeping the German reinforcements away from the beaches.
How misjudged would you say, then, was the planning of the D-Day operation?
I don't think it was misjudged at all. I think it was an absolute genius of planning and of logistic and of logistic management. I don't think it's been matched ever since. It remains the greatest amphibious landing in history. I don't think that was misjudged. I think the use of the resistance and the casual belief amongst some who should have known better, including, by the way, General de Gaulle, that they could fight a fixed line battle against hugely superior German forces, that was folly. But I don't think it was. I don't think overall D-Day was mismanaged. Far from it.